Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
One of history's rockin'est bands is coming back to town, folks. I'm talking about Foghat. They're going to be at the Family Arena on May 2nd. They are a hotbed. In fact, Michael, one of the first concerts I ever went to, I want to say it was probably 1981 or so, at the Kiel Opera House, was this very band, Foghat. A big hit, wow. Slow Ride, Fool for the City, just hit after hit, and they're still making great music. And joining us is their lead singer and guitarist, Scott Holt. Scott, welcome back to KOX.
Hey, John, thank you for having me back, man.
Yeah, we recorded this interview on Monday, a little inside baseball here, and it was a great interview. And come to find out that somehow the Major League Baseball Network was running simultaneously, so we couldn't use it. So you're very gracious to join us again. May the 2nd at the Family Arena. You guys are still creating new music, Scott.
We are still going. 54 years the band's been together. I've only been a part of it for the last 4 years, but it's been a glorious 4 years. And it's just a tremendous catalog of American music, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, it's being recognized now with your latest album, wound up being nominated and winning a Grammy.
I was real proud of that. All the guys were. We had a ball making it. It was one of the easiest records I've ever made in my life. We just went in the studio and just did what we do, and it came out. So I was proud that everybody received it like they did and that it worked out good.
Talking about the album Sonic Mojo from 2023, you'll be playing some of those hits as well when you're in town on May the 2nd. And, you know, folks think about Foghat as being a hard-driving rock and roll band. It is. But the heart, the roots of this band has always been the blues.
Absolutely. I mean, Roger comes from Savoy Brown, which was a blues band in Great Britain and led by Kim Simmons. And, of course, I came from Buddy Guy's school. I played with Buddy Guy for 10 years. So, We come from the blues, honestly, you know, and that's a tremendous influence. I tell people every night we do a Willie Dixon song, and Willie Dixon was a primary writer and producer and A&R man for Chess Records in Chicago for the blues. And if it wasn't for Willie Dixon, there wouldn't be any rock and roll, and that's the truth. So we definitely come from the blues.
You mentioned Roger Earl. He's the drummer. He's an original member of the band. He's the last original member still with the band, correct?
Well, we don't say that out loud because it sounds kind of, you know. I don't think you'd appreciate if we just pointed that out. Man, you're the last one hanging around. What's going on?
Well, you know, it's rare for the drummer to be the one that perseveres. Such a physical. But Roger,
go ahead. When you've led the life that Roger's lived, it's a miracle that he's the last one alive. And but he's got a tremendous constitution, and he's the engine in the heart of the band. I mean, this band wouldn't exist without Roger.
Well, it's always the drummer, buddy. Yeah. It's always the drummer.
Yeah, that's true.
So this band started off as a British band, and now you guys all live in the States, but the music. And I would assume that your concerts today are a pretty fair mix of all of those classic hits from the 70s and 80s and 90s, mixed in with a lot of your new stuff, right?
That's true. We were Rodney, the bass player, and I were talking last night. We all went to dinner, and that's the thing about this band is we all like live together. I mean, when we're on the road, we go to dinner together, we hang out together. But Rodney and I were talking about it last night, and it's very hard with a band that's got a catalog that's 54 years going, you know, of records to hit all those notes. But we try really hard to make sure we do the old stuff, we do the new stuff, we do the in-between stuff, the stuff that people haven't heard in a while, maybe something Foghat hasn't played live ever, you know, and we try to tackle all those things.
Well, 54 years, people come and go, and many, many bands throughout the history of rock and roll have had internal strife and disagreements and nasty breakups among the members. What is it that's kept Foghat humming and together like you all are?
Well, I can't speak for any iteration before mine, but I know that this current configuration of the band, we all genuinely love each other. We respect each other. We get along. We enjoy making music together. we all appreciate the position that we're in. We realize that having an opportunity to make a living playing your guitar or singing or jumping around on the stage and acting like an idiot, that's a precious thing, and everybody doesn't get it. So we're all grateful for the opportunity and the experience.
Yeah, I'm talking to Scott Holt. He's the lead singer of Foghat. They're coming to town in St. Charles at the Family Arena on Saturday, May the 2nd. Tickets available. If you've never seen this band live, folks, it's just tremendous. I mean, the music drives and pounds, and it's hit after hit after hit. And I couldn't encourage you more to check them out. Roger, you guys tour a lot. I mean, a lot.
We do. Yeah, we do. We stay on the road quite a bit, and that's what you do as a musician. I mean, if I tell my wife all the time, if I don't smell some diesel and see a Waffle House in my future, something's going on wrong. I've been home too long.
How do you keep it fresh when you're playing, you know, so many nights and so many months on end?
You know, for me personally, it's just I don't ever try to play the same thing twice, and you know, I don't really even sing it the same way twice. I try to, you know, stay close to the script, but at the same time, I couldn't do the same thing twice if I had to. So, and they found that out early on and painfully because I would do the wrong thing. But no, that's not how you do it. I know, but yeah, it's life, man. You're going to get up tomorrow and you're going to go through a routine that you did this morning, but it won't be exactly the same. And you know, that's kind of how we approach music.
Yeah, I would think having those blues roots, there's probably a fair amount of improvisation by all of the members, right?
Yeah. There's a little bit of wing in it to it. You know, and if we run into trouble, we call it jazz. But we're musicians, and this is what we do. So we just kind of see where the muse is going to take us.
Well, that is Scott Holt. He's the lead singer, guitarist for Foghat. And Foghat is coming to St. Charles County at the Family Arena on Saturday, May 2nd. Hey, Roger, thanks so much for your time. Very gracious of you.
John and Michael, thank y'all so much.
All right, Total Information continues. The Masters. Dan Reardon joins us next on Camo X.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.